What's one large issue that you guys believe is going on right now?
I think poverty, because more than half of the world's population is currently suffering from poverty.
I think racism, especially with a lot of police brutality and a lot of black individuals not getting the justice that they deserve.
I think abortion, because if the conservatives win, they're gonna illegalize abortion. I feel like every woman should have a right to abort.
Good afternoon, listeners. Amy Dang here for a new episode of What's Wrong With This World. Today's topic has been ongoing throughout this world's history and needs to end. So take a minute, guess. Okay, well, it's Indigenous injustice. I doubt many of you guessed that, and from the people that I've questioned in the intro, not many of them thought about the issues that Indigenous have to face. Because out of all the issues in the world, who cares about the Indigenous group, right? Because what news broadcasts the issues they encounter?
I could go on and on about the numerous issues they face, but we clearly don't have all day. So let's just focus on one thing, the Indian Act. The name right there is already so discriminative. The Indian Act, the law used for the Indigenous group, but they want to label them as Indians because that's how they view them as. And it doesn't just stop right there. This act had discriminated against this ethnic group from the start by restricting their way of life. One thing that has been banned was some of their cultural practices, and this included potlatch, which is essentially a gift-giving feast. And I don't understand what is so wrong with this practice, because it's just them trying to express their culture. And it doesn't just end there. The funny thing is that this act is supposed to define the Indianness in these individuals, whatever that means. And to define their Indianness, there was a category included in the act that states, to be able to be considered an Indian status holder, you must be able to prove it through your genetic blood testing and also be able to prove that your ancestries are Indigenous. Having the status would decide whether or not you were able to get all the benefits that come with the label, including being able to live on a reserve, have a First Nation membership, get the treaty rights, be included in government-funded programs, and also be given the Aboriginal rights. But if you were denied the status, you would not get any of this. Oh, and also, they can de-Indianize you at any time. This means that your status can be removed if you don't meet their requirements. This act is also quite gender biased, because if a status Indian woman were to marry a non-status man, she would too be de-Indianized, and so would her children, and their grandchildren, and so on. And what I don't understand is, what right does the government have to say that you're either this or that? And the fact that they're putting all these restrictions on the Indigenous people does not back up them being greatly sorry for what they did to this group in the past. Through this podcast, we've discussed the issues with the Indian Act and all the rules and requirements that have been included in the Act that is greatly unjust for the Indigenous group. Hopefully, these few minutes were at least getting you to think about this issue that has not been spoken about enough, and really put things into perspective and have you motivated to take a stance and help this group. It doesn't matter if you're Indigenous or not, anyone can help combat this injustice in our society. You can do this by informing yourself on this issue, which is why I'm here with my podcast to talk to you about all the dumb stuff going on in our world that needs to be changed. Anyways, I'm your speaker, Amy Dang, for this episode on What's Wrong With This World. Next week's episode, we will discuss age discrimination, and oh, do I have a story.